is to commence with hymn 378. We'll commence at verse 3. A beggar poor at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Thou knowest my need is great indeed. Lord, hear me when I cry. With guilt beset and deep in debt, for pardon, Lord, I pray. O let thy love sufficient prove to take my sins away. 378, commencing at verse 3.
Thank you. reading together from the Word of God, the Book of Psalms, Psalm 37. Reading together from Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evil doers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be for ever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth, and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy, and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell for evermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved for ever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein for ever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. May the Lord bless that word of his truth to us. Help us again to draw near to him, calling upon his name. O Lord, once more we would seek to draw near unto thee, and oh, we do pray, come again, Lord. Oh, do prepare our hearts, Lord. Again, we feel our spiritual poverty. We cannot of ourselves attain to the things of the Spirit. Oh, Lord, we feel, Lord, how poor we are. And yet, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt look down upon us. And in our great need, our need of thy gracious help, and our need, Lord, of thy Spirit to come upon us, and our need of thy presence. And do come, Lord, and dwell in the midst of us to make this gathering complete. O Lord, how solemn it shall be if thou art not present. How empty all things will be. And O Lord, we do pray that we may be drawn to thee in the sweetness of thy power, and that we might come before thee, Lord, in the sweetness of thine endearing love to our souls, and that we might know, Lord, what it is for that love to be reciprocated, that it shall be a love in our hearts that shall flow out unto thee. O Lord, help us to feel, to know this blessing in our souls, this sweet union which subsists between the branches and the living vine. O Lord, we want to know that entwining, that binding into that living vine. And then, Lord, then and only shall we be enabled to bear fruit unto righteousness. Then, Lord, we shall be found, Lord Jesus, blessed in our souls, for that thou, Lord, art indeed unto thy people that true blessing of that those springs of living water that flow out of Zion and in and amongst thy people and into their hearts, by and through thy Spirit, causing our souls to live, and to live upon thee and upon thy word and thy truth, thy mercy, thy grace, thy goodness, and, O Lord, thy promises. O Lord, we do pray, help us again to be partakers this evening hour of all the benefits and the blessings of thy gospel grace. Do then, Lord, come to us. May we know a little time of refreshing and renewing in our souls, a little reviving, Lord, a little of thy grace entering in, Lord, blessing us with thy word, Lord. Thy servant Jeremiah could say, thy word was found and I did eat it. O Lord, we do pray, oh, that we might find thy word through thy Spirit. Oh, that it may nourish our souls, that it may do us good, that it may build us up and edify us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, that we may partake, Lord, of that rich storehouse of living bread in the gospel for poor needy sinners. And we do pray, Lord, for further tokens of thy love this evening hour, greater revelations. Lord, we want them and we need them. We're journeying on, Lord Jesus. Many days hast thou given to us upon the earth. O Lord, we feel to be coming to the end of our days. 70 years and 10. Lord, according to thy will, if perhaps more, then, O Lord, days of faith and days of love and days of mercy. And, O Lord, we have another consideration, that whether we be young or whether we be old, we do not know the number of days that thou wilt give to us upon this earth. But help us to be drawn to a solemn truth, that great need of thee. And however many days thou hast given to us thus far, how many years, O Lord, our deep need of thee, that it might be well with our never dying immortal souls, and that, O Lord, we may have a hope that lies beyond the grave. Only thou canst do it, Lord, and through thy gospel grace. Leave us not to be neglectful and careless. Lord Jesus, with this great need, our never-dying immortal soul, for that there was one, Lord, who had great riches, and he thought and decided, Lord, that he would pull down his barns and build greater to live upon his wealth and upon his riches. Oh, but thou didst term him to be a fool. Now this night shall thy soul be required of thee. And, O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt draw near to us, that thou wilt put these solemn truths into our heart, and that we might seek with all diligence to know thy mercy, and that mercy that flows through thy precious blood, that mercy that is able to cleanse and to heal the soul of a sinner, and that mercy that made a way to heaven for thy people. O Lord, do come and show to us, Lord, our need of thee. O Lord, let it be our first and foremost concern, and that, O Lord, thou wouldest be unto each one of us the one thing needful at this time, And so, Lord, help us to worship Thee again, to know what a great privilege and a blessing it is to be found at Thy feet and in the sanctuary of Thy house. O Lord, bless us with the mercies of the sanctuary, the presence of Christ, the blessings of salvation, the hope of eternal life, and all that we might be helped to continue, and in Thy name, to serve Thee, to worship Thee, and all that Thy word and Thy truth may be blessed to our souls, for Thy commandments are not grievous. O Lord, we thank Thee that Thy yoke is easy, and it is that gospel yoke which Thou alone hast put upon Thy people. And we pray that it may come upon each and every one of us in this Thy house. For, O Lord, such as are blessed with this gospel yoke shall enter into that rest and peace that is in the gospel. And, O Lord, we thank Thee that whilst there are calamities in the earth, uproars, civil unrest, nation against nation, conflicts and the strife and wickedness in every part, and yet there is appointed for Thy people a rest, a gospel rest, and a rest in Thy word and Thy promises for the gospel poor. Something, Lord, that we can rest all our hope and expectation upon. Something that our poor souls can find comfort in. Something, Lord Jesus, that will bear us up, support and strengthen us inwardly and spiritually, with might through the Spirit in the inner man, to our heavenly and eternal rest. And Lord, we seek these confirmations and these comforts to our souls in Thy word. And whilst, Lord, we see the decay of everything about us, the decay through the sinfulness and the wickedness of man, and the decay, Lord, in moralities, and the decay, the Lord Jesus, in government, and where Thy name is forsaken and forgotten, blasphemed, opposed, and Lord, the solemn truth of those that bring dispute and discord about Thy word and Thy truth into the hearts and lives of men and women, saying and putting forth those things that are made lawful which are unlawful with Thee. And, O Lord, the solemn truth and the judgment that shall come upon all who are brought, Lord Jesus, to oppose and contradict Thy holy word of truth, and that by and you, by and through the wicked devices in the heart, are indeed putting forth the cancerous evil of men and women, and the way and conduct of their lives, and which wholly are indeed contradictory to Thy word of truth. And, O Lord, we thank Thee that Thou hast made us to be sensible, opened our eyes, shown to us, Lord, the blessing and the mercy of what it is to walk with God, to walk in thy ways, to keep thy word and thy sayings, to walk with thee in prayer and in supplication, to walk with thee in the ordinances of thy house, to walk with thee in thy word and in thy truth. And we do thank thee, Lord, that it is grace alone, overcoming, Lord, all sin and iniquity, that hath brought us to live by faith upon thee and to serve thee all our days. Thou didst say to thy disciples, ye have continued with me in my temptation. And what a mercy that is. Though, Lord Jesus, thou didst suffer many opposites, many evils from wicked men, scorned and mocked, hated, derided. And the Lord Jesus, we do thank thee that we are blessed with that mercy, that ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation. Lord, we thank thee for the grace of faith. We thank thee for the outpouring of thy Spirit upon us. We thank thee for thy constraining love upon us. We thank thee for thy holy reverential fear in our hearts, an unctuous light to all that's right and a bar to all that's wrong. And Lord, we thank thee for these mercies, and do help us still to follow hard after thee, to keep us in thy steps, and that we may, Lord Jesus, receive at thy gracious hand further tokens of thy love, that our faith may indeed be increased. Thy disciples prayed, increase our faith. And Lord, we pray that, O Lord, as we see, behold the evil and the wickedness in the land, increase our faith, Lord, and help us to hold fast to thee, and that we might in our worship glorify thee, and that we might speak well of thy name, thy loving kindnesses, and thy tender mercies, and speak of those things that thou hast done and thou hast wrought for us, the change that thou hast wrought in us, and whereby grace we are brought to serve and to follow thee. O Lord, it is a great mercy for any poor needy sinner to be able to speak and to tell anyone what God has done for our souls. May we not be ashamed of the name of Jesus. Thou wast not ashamed, Lord, to go forth to Calvary for thy people. Thou didst despise the shame. O Lord, we thank thee that it was for sinners, that it was for our sins. And help us, Lord, to rejoice in thy salvation. Be with thy people that gather together here week by week. May there be a growing in grace and knowledge of thee. May there be a spiritual fruitfulness in the souls of thy people. May there be a spiritual gathering in to thy people here, an enlarging in numbers. Thou knowest how that we pray for these things, dear Lord. Do hearken to our prayers and our petitions. And, O Lord, if it would be thy gracious will, again, to make known of thy rich mercy in the soul of a poor sinner, to help us, Lord, to glorify thee, and all to praise and bless thy great and holy name, and that there may be those that shall come forth, be enabled to speak of those things that thou hast done for them in thy saving grace, how that thou hast changed them, how that thou hast delivered them from their sins and iniquities, how that thou hast been that one to suffer, bleed, and die for them. Be with us again, Lord. We look for thy help, Lord. Oh, do come to us, Lord, sower and reaper together. Help thy servant to speak in thy name, in mouth, matter, and wisdom for him. And we do pray, Lord, that those things set forth, or that thou wilt, Lord, take those things and apply them by thy Spirit to the hearts of thy people, that they may be those things that shall find a resting and an abiding place forever in their hearts. And so, Lord, do come. Meet our needs, Lord. We are poor, we are needy. And so the first hymn did so indicate. We are beggars, Lord. But oh, we do thank thee, Lord, that thou dost look down upon us and art mindful of us, that thou didst come, Lord, in the gospel, in the free grace of it, to feed the souls of poor, needy sinners, beggars. And so, Lord, bless us with some living portion for our souls, some handfuls of purpose, a word in season, a crumb of mercy. Do come, Lord, we pray, and pardon and forgive our every sin. We ask these mercies in and through thee precious name, our dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 339. O my distressful heart, how small thy faith appears, but greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. Did Jesus once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. 339.
Seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, we would seek to draw your attention to the psalm that we read together, Psalm 37, and reading together from verse 18. Psalm 37, reading together from verse 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. This word just dropped upon my spirit just as I was retiring to bed last evening. I thought and believed that another word was going to be brought before you, but it didn't seem to rest upon my spirit with power. But this word dropped in. Pray that the Lord will help me to open up this word, because it begins with the Lord. The Lord. And if we think of what we've read together in this chapter, as we made mention this morning, and we'll pray, dear friends, that we will never tire of hearing the truth that there are but two people upon the face of the earth. Two ways upon the face of the earth. There is a Jacob and an Esau. There is a broad way and a narrow way. And dear friends, I do pray that we each may be exercised to be found in this way the Lord knoweth. Because that will be the way, dear friends, that the Lord has ordained for us to pass through this wilderness journey here below. The way that he has made possible for sinners to pass from sin to salvation. From Satan unto God, from darkness to light. We have read of the solemn outcome of the wicked. They shall not be. They shall not be. How awful, dear friends, will it be in that great day when the Lord shall appear, where every eye shall see him. He shall be the judge of the quick and dead, and he will appear, and his righteous judgment will be brought to bear upon all sinners. We do pray that his righteous judgment in respect of damnation and an eternity in hell shall never be spoken upon any one of us here. We pray for that, dear friends, we must do. From the youngest to the eldest, we pray for that. And I hope each one of you pray for it. Just want to speak of these days. They are days that have been fixed, predetermined, predestinated. Days ordained. And they are those days that the Lord has fixed for every one of his dear people Yes, he knows the days of the wicked. He will come forth and with a righteous judgment he will judge them. And dear friends, they will have to receive that judgment. It will be truth. But this is another blessing. The Lord knoweth. And I just want to begin in respect of this word, because firstly, of God's heavenly love to his people, and everyone whom he foreknew, whom he loved before time began, and he chose them, did elect them, and gave them to Christ. The Lord knoweth. He knoweth every one of them. And he knoweth the time and the season, dear friends, when that people shall come forth upon this earthly scene. The very moment, the very day. But this is the wonderful truth, and I think that we quoted it last week. What he spake unto Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Dear friends, I cannot think of anything more precious than that. It's the eternal love of God upon the soul of a poor sinner. The eternal love of God. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And from there, dear friends, the earth was created, formed. All things spake into being. Man upon the earth, formed out of the dust of the earth. Adam and Eve, multiply and be fruitful. And then, dear friends, what is in that word, multiply and be fruitful? Or be fruitful and multiply. Because he will have this earth to be peopled. And because his own elect people will be born into this earth. And the Lord knoweth the days. The Lord knoweth the days, the appointed day, when each and every one of them shall come forth, be born, this earthly scene. And it generally is known to us as our birthday. And we celebrate that, don't we? Not many celebrate it, knowing that it was the Lord that was in that day, because he had eternal purposes of love and grace to us. Sometimes we might forget when we celebrate it is proper that we celebrate our birthdays, yes. But dear friends, what about the glory of it being given to the Lord? Do we think about that? It is him that has given us life and being. And we were born upon the day appointed. The Lord knoweth the days. And then Paul, writing to the church of Galatia, when it pleased the Lord to separate me from my mother's womb. That was the day, wasn't it? It pleased the Lord. Oh, do we think of it, dear friends? Please the Lord. Paul could write such a wonderful word as that. But, there was another truth to be considered. the Lord did separate us from our mother's womb. Yes. But then we were born in sin, weren't we? Born in sin, shaping iniquity. Have we ever read, dear friends, those words that belong to us? To every one of us, more or less. In Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." That was where we were, dear friends. Born into this world. But there was a wonderful truth found in this word. We were not conscious of this truth. No, dear friends, we went forth unmindful of this solemn truth that belonged to us. And then another word may just come in that we may just quote in Titus 3. And where we were in respect of our nature. "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another." There we were, dear friends, born into this world. But then we have another wonderful truth in respect of this word, that there was set forth in God's eternal mind and purposes another day set forth, another wonderful day. It was a day of the coming of the dear Lord Jesus. That was a wonderful day, his incarnation into this world. I think of it from Isaiah chapter 11, and where the prophet prophesied so wonderfully in respect of that day. "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to which shall the Gentiles seek." Oh, that was a wonderful day. And then it is a day, dear friends, when salvation was blessed to his people. You see, I want to bring us to this truth, that the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. The upright. Jesus came. And what a glorious gospel day that was. His preaching, his ministry, miracles. But then, that day at Calvary, or that day of suffering, that day that Jesus came to, the day that Jesus knew all about, fulfilling the prophecies in the Old Testament, ordinances, all the types and the shadows. Jesus came, went forth to Calvary, and in that day he laid down his life. And for his people, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And the Lord Jesus knows all for whom he suffered at Calvary. He laid down his life for them. Oh, that life, dear friends, that pure and that holy man, that man without sin, that real man, that man in our nature, body and soul together. Oh, dear friends, because he was going to suffer in the room and place of his people. And those who had so many crimes written against them that we've just read of. All the evil and the malice, dear friends, Jesus was going to lay down his life for them. Oh, and what a day that was, dear friends. It was a day of darkness, wasn't it? It was a day of darkness. When the whole multitude of the sins of God's elect were all brought to bear upon the dear Lord Jesus. And then, dear friends, he laid down his life. And he gave the church, all whom his heavenly Father gave to him, the victory. Oh, he conquered for them at Calvary. When he gave up the ghost, dear friends, the work was done. The church was safe. But now, dear friends, it is a coming. It is a coming to that place. It is a coming to that day of Christ. A coming to the cross of Christ. I think of another word, dear friends, when the Lord came to us. The Lord opened our eyes. Oh, we were in darkness as we have read together. And our sins, dear friends, they testified against us. But oh, this truth, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. Oh, that is a most wonderful truth, that, dear friends. For the Lord to come like and appear for us, because the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. They will be gathered, dear friends, every one of them, through the gospel. They will each be brought to Calvary by faith, dear friends. Their eyes will be opened to look inward, dear friends, inward, searching out the heart, dear friends, seeing all its evil. But oh, this truth, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of darkness. Those, dear friends, that were dead in trespasses and in sins, we may go on, dear friends, a long time, being deaf and being blind. The word is, the words of this precious book, spoken from this pulpit week by week. And yet, dear friends, our ears seem to be deaf, seem to be hardened against the truths that are spoken. Friends, do pray for this truth here. And in that day, oh, pray to the Lord that there will be a day for you. A day when the Lord will meet with you. A day, dear friends, whilst the gospel is preached, and whilst grace, dear friends, is gloriously spoken of. Free grace. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord. And the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Dear friends, the Holy Child Jesus, that will be the rejoicing. Salvation for sinners. And when thy soul will be brought to rejoice like the soul of the Ethiopian eunuch, thou wilt go on thy way rejoicing. It is what Christ has done, what Christ has wrought at Calvary. And oh, this is the truth, that he, in his perfect obedience and righteousness, hath woven a robe of righteousness for his people. And there is the mercy. There is the grace. His precious blood to cleanse and to heal. And then faith, putting on that pure robe of his righteousness. These are the upright ones. And dear friends, must be upright. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Many other words are shown to us in this psalm that define these upright ones. We have read of the poor and the needy ones, dear friends. That is where we will be brought. Poor and needy. Then other words that define these upright ones, dear friends, the righteous ones. And then we read the perfect ones. And then the just ones. And then that is the truth that belongs to these here that stand upright and complete and whole in the finished work of Jesus. These are the upright ones. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. That will be our nature, dear friends. Perfect and upright. And it must be. Because that poor soul, dear friends, has been enjoined into the family of God's grace. A pure, holy people unto the Lord. Must be so. And only the Lord will keep us and preserve us. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Now, dear friends, being blessed, belonging to Christ, knowing the love of God through Christ, knowing many blessings and promises, let us just speak of one or two of them. And how that we might be blessed by them in the day in which we live. The days in which we live. The Lord brought us then into the kingdom of his dearly beloved Son. And as thy day, so shall thy strength be. Oh, isn't that a wonderful truth? It is a word that comes into my poor mind just about every morning, dear friends. When I begin the day in prayer. Again, Lord, thou hast brought me to another day. For the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Lord, thou hast brought me to this day. And thou hast made a promise to my poor soul that as thy day, so shall thy strength be. And dear friends, I have prayed that and thanked the Lord for many days. But it's each day, isn't it? Each day that the Lord will bring us to another day. You see, they're his days. And they're days that he has brought us to. We haven't brought ourselves to them. They're days that he has given to us upon this earth. And let us value them. Let them be precious to us, you see. Because as thy day, so shall thy strength be. Yes, first naturally, the measure of health and strength that the Lord will give to us. I know that as we journey on and see many days, then the body will become to feel weakness and frailty. That is true. But as thy days, so shall thy strength be. It's the promise from the Lord. We've got the measure of health and strength this day that the Lord will give to us. You see, His days and His strength, our strength, bodily. And this is our mercy. And each day are His days in respect of the church. And we should thank the Lord for them. Yes, we may pass through times of afflictions and infirmities in the body. But this truth still holds, dear friend, that as thy days, so shall thy strength be. We're in the hands of the Lord, dear friends, and no one else. And if the Lord will bring infirmities and afflictions in our body here below, then, dear friends, what does it do for us? Where does it bring us? It will bring us each and every day to the Lord. That is what it will do. You see, as He will give to us the measure of the health and strength of our days, and we feel weakness and frailty coming in and upon our bodies and illnesses and diseases, then, dear friends, we shall be brought to submit to the Lord, that He, dear friends, He knows our days, He has ordered our days. It is according, dear friends, to His will, His divine will and purpose, all our ailments, sicknesses. But are they those things that work each day altogether for good? You see, to live to the Lord. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. We are in His hands, dear friends, under His divine care. And then spiritually and inwardly in the soul, it is He alone that renews our strength spiritually and inwardly by word, by His truth, by helping us to praise and to bless Him, by helping us to rely upon Him and to trust in His name. This, dear friends, will encourage strength in the Lord, because we've been divinely wrought upon and we're divinely owned. We've been bought with a price, and the Lord will come to us and bless us day by day with that measure of inward spiritual strength in the soul. That was the blessing that Paul desired, the knowledge of the Lord. It was more to him, dear friends, because it was inward spiritual strength for his soul. And the intended purpose of that knowledge of the dear Lord was that he might win Christ, account all things but dung, that he might win Christ. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. It is a mercy that he does come and renew us inwardly and spiritually in our souls by his word and his truth. He does give to us a little lifting up, dear friends, in the Spirit. He does bring us, dear friends, from time to time, near to Him, to feel after Him, to seek His love and mercy. He does. And it is a wonderful time when the Lord will enable us to put all down and to take up His word, and that He would be pleased to bless it to us. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Oh, hasn't He come with a word in season betimes? We will come to the Lord's house in a moment. But as we take up his word, we read his word in the morning, the evening. Pray, dear friends, that the Lord will give to us a word in season. Because, friends, if we begin with his word, then, dear friends, that word can take us through the day. If the Lord bless it to us, it will bring us through a day. Yes. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. And then a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. Oh, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. A day in thy courts. Oh, what do we think about this, dear friends? Is it our desire to be found in the Lord's house, to be found at his feet, and to be like the beggar in our first hymn, suing, pressing, urging for a crumb of mercy, dear friends, to build us up, to edify us, to confirm us in the way, to bless us with gracious promises, something for our poor souls to lay hold upon, a precious Christ, maybe to suit our case and our need, his glorious offices and characters that he holds. You see? And so, dear friends, a day in thy courts, the presence of the Lord, his Holy Spirit, dear friends, upon us, taking of the things of Jesus and showing them unto us, precious Christ revealed. Dear friends, if the Lord be pleased to draw our poor souls to his cross, it will melt us, dear friends. It will prepare us for himself, for his word. Paul loved to preach the cross of Christ. He desired to know nothing else, dear friends, amongst the church at Corinth, but Christ and him crucified. Oh, he loved it, dear friends. Why, that awful man. And yet grace. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Dear friends, it is here that the Lord does afford a living portion for his people. It is here where we can come and feast upon his name, upon the bounty of his grace, upon the Father's everlasting love. We want to know more of that love, dear friends, in our poor souls. We want to know the bounty of his grace towards us, that grace that supplies all our needs, that grace that is meat and drink to our never-dying immortal souls in his word. That grace all-sufficient to keep us and to maintain us in our lives here below. And that grace, dear friends, in what the Lord has prepared for them that love him. Oh, we want to know about these things, dear friends. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And then there's another truth. In respect of this, they will not all be comfortable days. No, there will be days of conflict, times of adversity, times, dear friends, of trouble, times of sorrow, bereavement. Yes, these days will come upon the Lord's dear people. But the Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Yes, they will be brought to pass through these days. But he has made a wonderful provision for us, dear friends. Just a word that I believe that we've known and realized. In the times of our need and trouble, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Oh, haven't we known those days? Days of prayer, days of supplicating before our God, days, dear friends, in seeking the intercession of the Lord. Oh, to personate our case and need. Oh, dear friends, we're poor, fearful things here below. I feel it to be so. But all this is such an encouragement to a poor soul. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Come to the Lord in the day of trouble, in the day of conflict, in the day of temptation, in the day of weakness, in the day of infirmities, in the day of afflictions, bodily and outwardly, in the day, dear friends, of adversity and trial and tribulation. Call unto me in the day of trouble. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Oh, dear friends, the throne of grace. Those days, dear friends, how frequent the poor sinner comes to the throne of grace. That is where mercy is found. That is where the Lord will bow down his ear, dear friends, to the prayers and the petitions of his poor, needy people. And he is ready to hear them, dear friends. His ear is not heavy that he cannot hear the prayers of the poor and the needy of his people. No, because call unto me in the day of trouble. Oh, may we know what it is to flee to Christ, to plead our cause, to personate our case, the throne of grace. Tell him all our heart. Yes, is the mercy. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And then I do believe that Paul knew something of trouble and trial, difficulties. The Lord told him that he should suffer many things for his name's sake, being a preacher and a minister of the gospel. But having obtained help of God, I continue to this day. Is that how we have come through, dear friends? We haven't any other help, dear friends. There's no help in self. No help in self, I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. No, all our help is with Jesus, because he has laid help upon one that is mighty. Having obtained help of God, I continue to this day. Can we come into the truth of that, dear friends? Who is it that has helped us all our journey through? Whose gracious divine hand, that help laid upon one that is mighty, and that help where he will never let his people down, never be unable to come to them? No, he wasn't going to say to Paul that he would suffer many things for his name's sake without giving him that gracious help to continue. No, neither will he to us, and he won't. having obtained help of God. Then there is another blessing. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Can we reflect? Can we come into that truth with David? Hasn't it been nothing else but goodness and mercy? In the midst of all our failings and our shortcomings, hasn't it been goodness and mercy? Where is the goodness of our God? The person of his dearly beloved Son, dear friends. That is where all our goodness is found. I will make all my goodness to pass before thee in the way. It is only Jesus. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Yes. Have we known this goodness? Have we known this mercy? The Lord says in respect of this goodness and this mercy, dear friends, it is with Jesus to give to us. Just thinking of Psalm 89 and verse 28. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore. That is his dearly beloved Son. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore. And it means this, that as grace was poured into his lips to be poured out again, so the mercy of our God is with Jesus to be poured out towards his people. His mercies are new every morning, dear friends. I am the Lord. I change not. We have mercies day by day. And the goodness of the Lord that has brought us thus far and through this vast wilderness to this moment of time. The dear Lord Jesus, goodness and mercy, and he knew in reflecting upon the good hand of the Lord, the goodness of his mercy, the times and seasons that the Lord had appeared for him. Remember the vast wilderness to which David was brought to pass through. It was goodness and mercy, wasn't it? The wilderness of Judea before he came to the kingship. And then when he came to the kingship, yes, goodness and mercy. A faithful God. He could see in every part of his life. He was pursued by his enemies all those years in the wilderness of Judea. From one stronghold to another. But not one enemy could touch him. No. Then when he came to the kingship, he still had those enemies that opposed him. And before him and in his own house and his own family. And then he can come to this truth, surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life because of his past goodness and mercy that he had known and experienced at the hands of the Lord. What a mercy it is, dear friends, when we can thank the Lord for the goodness and the mercy which he has shown unto us thus far. Then there will be those daily experiences that the Lord's dear people will know and feel. Because, dear friends, of what we discover of ourselves, our own weakness, our own insufficiency, our failings, our shortcomings, the constancy, the very solemn constancy of daily sins against the Lord, word, thought and deed, the body of death, the evil heart, the carnal nature. Yes. It isn't that that goeth in, dear friends, that defileth a man. The Lord Jesus said, that that cometh out, and we know about it. And we hate it. Daily, I'd repent of sin. Daily, wash in Calvary's blood. Daily, feel thy peace within. Daily, I commune with God. Daily, I'd thy name adore. Daily, dear friends, those things daily that we have to confess and to repent of. But dear friends, I believe that publican, oh, I do believe, dear friends, I've mentioned it before, a well-worn path to the throne of grace. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Daily repenting, but oh, daily knowing peace and pardon because he went to his house justified. That is the only peace, dear friends, that a poor sinner can find any comfort in, that his sins have been put away through the fountain of Christ's blood. Daily repentings. Then this truth, dear friends. Now just come to the end part of this first part and just briefly speak of the blessedness of this inheritance. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. You know, it's natural, isn't it, for a man to spare his own son whom he loveth. But see the most blessed and glorious truth of this. Jesus and his church, in that day, when I make up my jewels, my peculiar ones, these that are the treasure of my heart, when I gather them in, when I bring them to myself in that great day, and that day will come, dear friends. It may be a gathering in the gospel day. But Peter could say, thou hast the words of eternal life. And that is for the gathering in, isn't it? That they shall forever be with the Lord. That is the mercy. A gathering in. Dear friends, see thy prospect by faith. How wonderful it is. How prepared it is. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. Not one of them are ever going to be lost. Not one of them. No, thy prospect dear friends, is certain and sure. It comes forth through the cross of Jesus and what he has done. And their inheritance shall be forever. That is reserved for them. They will take possession of it, as the children of Israel took possession of their inheritance in a literal way. So the Lord's dear people, they will take possession of their inheritance. It is an inheritance reserved for them that love him. And oh dear friends, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. It is reserved and it is waiting. And there is no doubting in the truth of it, dear friends. We shall come to that inheritance. Why, dear friends, Jesus will offer up the church. You know, he is now seated at the right hand of the Father, gathering in the fruits of his sufferings and death at Calvary. He is bringing them to God the Father. He is reconciling them to God the Father. And heaven is their portion. That is our hope. That is our expectation, dear friends. Jesus has conquered all our enemies, world, flesh, sin, death, devil and the grave. All overcome. So that the poor sinner will have a glorious entrance into heaven. And do you know what they will see there, dear friends? They will see the dear Saviour, he who suffered, bled, and died for them. They will see him as he is, and rejoice in him, and find that peace, that rest, that happiness, that joy, unceasing, unbroken. It will come. This is the blessing. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And when he began in the first day of our birth, dear friends, so that the end also is complete and sure, just as he began with us, just as he watched over us when we were going forth in our sins and iniquities, so he will bring us through his grace to the end of our days. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. We will see him and behold him as he is, the Lamb of God that did take away the sins of the world. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amount to £670, and on Monday for the Bethesda short stay to £750. We're being thankful for them both. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Pickett. Mr. Ashby is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Jabez Rupp next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 766. Sovereign grace, our sin abounding, ransomed souls the tidings swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no sounding, who its breadth or length can tell. On its glories let my soul forever dwell. 766.
to us as we seek to remember thee this day and all that thou hast done for us and passed through at Calvary, that we might be drawn to thee in true humbleness and thankfulness that it was for sinners. Take us to our homes in peace and safety. Be with us in each and every day of this week, Lord, every day. And help us by faith to live every day unto thee. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion, God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.